Millions of office workers like me can rate where we've worked over the years. Some are great places, but others are not. Helen Beresford judges workplaces for the British Council of Offices.
There's definitely statistics that say if you sit at a desk all day long, even if you go to the gym in the evening, you have a problem physically and with your health. So often the office is pillared as a comical event.
It's Ricky Gervais, and people go to the pub and say, I work with Ricky, he's just like that. And then everyone behaves the same way. People don't do much work. They fight over the stapler. They flirt. And why shouldn't they? But they don't actually do any work.
Yes, I think that is often the common view of offices. And W1 probably hasn't helped either.
We can't afford to bring you clips from either series, but here for your enjoyment instead is the theme tune from the TV hit The Office.
So much of our time is spent in an office, and yet, you know, why is it only mocked? We really need to think about what a really excellent office is and how we feel in an office that makes us feel more human.
I brought Helen to an architect's office in rural Bedfordshire. Nicholas Tye was working in a bad environment. He started in his home, and as the business grew, so did the problems.
Well, the worst from partners and wives' perspectives is just to do with nighties and coming across clients in toilets.
So you started in a home office. You could have failed and now you could be in debtor's jail, but you expanded and then you thought, let's go for it.
We did go for it, and it was obviously, so it's been quite a huge leap of faith over the last 5 or 6 years.
Nicholas built his ideal office in an adjoining field. This was controversial with the planners and some of his neighbours, since he's ended up with a new glass and wood structure in a rural area. Now it's been approved, we take a tour inside, and it's like you're sitting in a field.
Look, you can see buttercups out of the window. There's a lovely slot window that goes right the way through the depth of the office, and it's so simple and natural.
Daylight is the key. There is no clutter. Wherever you stand, you can see the floor, the roof, and the windows.
There's no doubt that movement and interaction and making the office environment complex so that it actually invigorates the way in which you work is critical. The idea of the environment is to have, you know, minimum connectivity to the floor with the desking system. So this is actually a continuous span with all cabling centrally, computers floating in the air.
Who is this?
So this is Marie. She's just joined us 2 days ago.
Marie.
This is a fresh person.
Marie, I'm just going to interrupt you to ask, is this very different to your previous place?
Extremely different, yeah.
What was your previous place like?
Big open plan office, but not very much natural light or sort of views out of the building, or the internal space was not particularly attractive.
So. Is this feeling a nice new start for you?
It feels fantastic.
Helen and Nicholas swap stories as I prepare to leave.
I would say think about the people. Talent counts, and the whole wellness agenda that's risen recently is because 90% of your cost of an organisation is people, so for goodness sake, look after them. And I think where people have more choice to move around in the digital world, if you really want good thinking talent, you have to provide the right kind of environment, and that means breaking an office from one big megalopolis into a series of neighbourhoods, and think about the scale of people working together to make it more homely.
Yes, and you're spending more of your time with these people than you perhaps are your own family.
We're sliding a little gate here. Out we go through the back door. There we are. And here we are, just one step. And let's just listen to those birds. I've stepped right outside the office in search of my tweet of the day. This is in real time. A moment ago, I was in the office. So the challenge for all bosses and all employees is that if you can't have the best office with buttercups in a field, can you have the best office where you already are? Are there changes that can be made for millions of us at work, quite simply, which would improve working life? And the answer I'm hearing is yes. But the question is perhaps, how and when? Over to you.